you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I feel that we've got pretty much out of that unscathed a little bit. You know, she did yell at, what'd she yell at?
You.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I said what?
For calling her dumb.
Saying she didn't think.
No, I said she was
big thinking. Big thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
She's real thinking. I think it was real thinking.
Okay, you guys got unscathed. Okay, I got yelled at. But not, basically, we get yelled at more than normally from Dr. Mino. So that was a good thing.
Yeah. Next time she calls, make sure she spent like an hour or two on phone bank with like residents of Mississippi. So she'll be happy to talk to us.
I think that's what it is. Exactly. I think that's what it is. She talked to some fairly educated people.
I talked to five guys with half a brain. How refreshing.
One guy yelled pig suey and hung up.
You got to expect that every once in a while.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. It is crazy. It really is crazy.
Yeah.
It bodes well for the future.
Yeah.
Calling on behalf of a political
campaign. Well, that's
different. These
days. And while,
especially these days.
And she's calling for people's health.
Yeah.
The vaccination, but they're hanging up on her because it is political to them, you know.
Yes, it is.
She's and again, I work a phone bank every morning. Yeah. I understand how tiring it can be.
Yeah, but they're calling you. You're not calling other people.
Those are incoming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Still tiring.
You're not cold calling.
Yeah, we should have you cold call about the show. Hey, have you tried the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire?
Yeah.
Those bastards owe me money.
You want to get a nun pregnant?
Right. And then you ask them for the phrase that pays. Do you know the phrase that pays?
Do you have a comment about sexual pet peeves? We're talking about it right now. We'd like to involve you.
You might get arrested.
I kind of like that idea.
Just calling randos?
Random numbers.
Well, we can't do it on the air. We have to do it over there in the push bank.
Right.
Yeah.
We call it the push bank.
And then you can't put them on the air unless you get their permission.
Right.
Because they ruin that.
Have you heard about the word of Jesus Christ?
I have.
What does he
Suck
say?
Suck it, Jesus.
No. That's horrible.
Hey, way to jump in with the abortion old clip earlier. That was good.
That was horrible.
That was good. That's where the abortions happen.
No.
In the abortion hole. No.
Does your dad do that? Because he's gay? You know, they're always recruiting people to turn gay.
They are.
Is he obligated
to
spend a couple hours a week on a phone bank recruiting people to turn gay?
Yeah.
Right. You ever thought about being with a dude?
Because that's part of the agenda.
The gay phone bank?
From what I understand.
There, it's just called a phone bank.
Right. And I'm not sure their recruiting methods, but that has to be one of them.
You ever think about being with a dude? Well,
how do you feel about balls?
Or does he send like the random texts like you get from nowadays, you know?
Bloop, yep.
Yeah.
I got more of those back before the election.
How do you feel about balls?
How about vaginas? Into them?
How about vaginas? You get the little audio there of a... A bunch of Will Smith's probably not listening to this particular podcast because it involves his wife and his daughter talking about steaming their vaginas.
Yeah, this is Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, she's got a podcast. She talks about a lot of intimate stuff, right? Yeah.
Yes, she does. Yeah. They don't mind doing that.
It's Pinkett Smith, her daughter Willow, who's probably, early 20s by now, maybe 18, 19?
She may be 20.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not sure on that.
20. Yeah, she's 20.
Yeah. And then Jada's mother.
Oh, an old
the
vagina.
Three of them.
Yeah. Oh, three generations.
Yeah.
Of vaginas.
Were in an on-camera vaginal steaming session.
With grandma?
Yes.
The three of them.
As you do.
Man.
Were each steaming the vagina.
Last night.
in the latest episode of their Facebook Watch series called Red Table Talk, and here they are chatting about the steaming of their vaginas.
What sensation are you guys getting sitting here? Like,
definitely a lot of warmth.
Yeah. This is real queen throne action right here. This is what I love.
Totally.
You know, steaming is an ancient practice that originated in Asia and Africa.
Oh, really?
And it was originally used to cleanse yourself after you finish menstruating.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I've read somewhere that vaginal steams are like an aphrodisiac.
Hey!
This is lovely.
You go,
they
Grandma.
Say there's lots of health benefits, but for me, I just feel like spending time with your vagina in a way that, like, just to just show it appreciation and care.
And to connect.
This entire room should smell like my vagina.
Good point, yeah. Nick.
I prefer these.
I bet that smelled like Grandma's.
I bet it did. The most. What's the pungent one? Oh, it's Grandma.
They're going to try any other methods. Here.
Willis like, probably smells fine.
Smoke your vagina. Grill your vagina. Saute. Your vagina.
So I Googled this to see if I could find a picture.
Yeah, well, how they do it? How they,
and,
how
they, and there is
work?
A picture
they
here.
Sit, they sit on like little grills or what?
Yeah, something. They're all wearing these big robe, you know, like muumuu things and sitting over the top. So you can't see anything.
Okay, but it just shoots up underneath.
Yeah,
their
it's, it's up underneath there. But, you know, they're talking about all these health benefits, and this article is going, yeah, it can burn you and lead to yeast infections.
Yeast.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
It isn't proven to cleanse your vagina. It could create a breeding ground for bacteria.
Especially with Grandma.
Basically, no, don't do that.
Right. They say don't do this, right. Actually.
I'm having some serious deja vu. Didn't you do a story? I think it involved Chrissy Teigen.
Talking
about the same thing.
Yeah, it could be Chrissy.
Or, no,
it could be Goop.
Yeah, I think it was that.
Okay. Well,
I think it was Gwyneth.
Both of them did a vaginal steaming thing. There's also pictures of Chrissy Teigen sitting on the vaginal steaming pot.
Can we steam our balls?
Of course.
Yeah. Let's try it.
Yeah,
of course. This article seems to.
You guys answered that real
across
quick.
Across the board. Yes.
Apparently I wasn't invited last time.
There is no medical evidence to suggest vaginal steaming is beneficial in any way, and it could potentially be harmful.
Yeah.
Yeah, they seem to point to more actually proven methods in this article I'm looking at here.
How about, like, wash it?
Yeah. 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 That's
vagina
one of them.
Is ground zero,
and
man.
Right. Yeah. They also say that they want to remind women and men the vagina is a self-cleaning organ.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Or just grab some Giny wipes and clean it that way.
You think Grandma's going to bring her Giny wipes?
Better have some extra.
They say the practice of vaginal steaming does nothing more than propagate negative female self-image or the idea that the vagina, if not actively managed, is a dirty or disgusting place, none of which is true.
I just can't get over that Grandma was there. Like, we're going to steam our clams. Call Grandma. Let's get her in here on this.
Don't ruin steamed clams for me. I love steamed clams. Do not ruin it for me.
Might be too late.
How old's Grandma, by the way? Yeah, you know, she might not even be that old. Jada Pinkett Smith's probably 50s. Grandma's probably in her 70s, right?
Probably. Okay. I don't know.
75, 80.
Steam that bear.
All right. Joe America wants to know, did it take the wrinkles out of Grandma's vagina?
Oh, that's right. You do steam clothing to get wrinkles out of, yeah.
Yeah, are you putting in the hotel bathroom? Close the door?
Of course Joe's thinking
about
that.
Turn the shower on.
Of course Joe America is thinking about Grandma's vagina. I was thinking of Willow's.
Wrinkly vagina.
She's 20.
They doing blow dryers next week?
Yeah, I'm guessing Will didn't listen to that particular podcast. Is it her grandmother? Okay. So it's just his mother-in-law, his wife, and his daughter talking about their vaginas. That's the...
Two out of three he don't want to hear about.
I'm going to go in the yard and throw the ball.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to go mow the lawn.
Yeah.
Like, you're Will Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have a mower? I'm gonna go look.
I'll do it with the scissors, whatever. I'll just be outside.
Don't say scissoring. It'd be funny they all get in there and everything smells sweet and Grandma squats on that and everybody goes, what's that? Oh, Grandma.
It's my ointments.
Musty.
I can't believe that it's on Facebook of all places.
I know.
And that's not against Facebook community
standards. Right.
Standard.
No, can't show like a little bit of a nipple, but Grandma can sit on the steamer.
Old Stanley steamer. Do it at home.
Except if you listen to medical advice, don't do it at home.
No, apparently not.
Ever.
Yeah. Or anywhere.
Yeah.
You could smoke that vagina, though. Yeah. Get over the Traeger grill and smoke it. Dr. Mina's dialing back up now. Do not smoke your vagina.
Apparently there is a vaccination era wedding boom, which makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Everybody's kind of holding out.
I'm going to a wedding in a month or so.
Wedding planners say they've started pushing their bookings into late 2022 and 2023, but at the same time, people are, you know, starting to get these things back together. The large gather restrictions are loosening.
Yeah, my nephew planned, he got engaged last summer, and they planned it for this summer. And I kept saying, man, that's ambitious, because we had no idea what was going to happen. But obviously, things fell into place for them. They're lucky. They're really
lucky.
And
then there's the people who actually did get married during the pandemic and then didn't really have much of a celebration.
Exactly.
And they're doing that now.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to one next month. It was going to be last summer.
Yeah.
But just push back a year.
Which is good. I'm glad, because, I mean, some of these, didn't you? You went to one recently, right? In
Kansas
City? All right. And that, everybody was vaccinated that one? You don't know.
I'd be pretty surprised if they were.
Yeah. So by looking at the crowd?
We were vaccinated.
Yeah, we were, too. I mean, I know my whole family will be vaccinated. They all are, by the way, back east.
I know that our older family members that were there were vaccinated, because I would have been very concerned if they hadn't been.
Isn't this the one where the tomahawk chop broke out spontaneously?
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah.
Multiple times. Not during the ceremony.
Yeah. Just when they scored?
Damn.
Three field goals.
Yeah. We do a third of the chop for a field goal.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A Swiss man.
Over there, they just call him a man.
That's right.
Jörg Rondiger.
Old Jörg.
Played 252 holes of ball golf in one day last month, shattering the official world record for most holes played while walking in 12 hours or less.
Uh-oh.
This is not golf, by the way.
He runs to the ball.
This is a guy running with a 7-iron.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's not golf.
That's how it works. But technically, he's playing the hole.
Yeah, he's hitting a golf ball. Right. But he's not playing golf.
He's not playing to score well.
Yeah, you run each ball. But
no, I think he actually scored pretty well.
Well, to be good, to beat the time, you have to hit the ball nice.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. Because you don't want to
be chasing it.
No, you're not poloing it the whole way up the course.
Right. You don't want to stop every 10 yards and hit it again.
Right.
You have to hit the ball pretty far. But still, if you're running around a golf course with a 7-iron, you're not golfing.
Yeah, but if he ran around the golf course with nothing but a 7-iron, played well, and scored better than I could, why do I even try?
He is golfing. He beat a record.
And you say he's not playing
golf. How many holes?
This was in Switzerland. He played a 6,472-yard par 72 14 times in 11 hours and 22 minutes.
Wow.
Man.
According to Golf Monthly, he broke the official record by 31 holes.
Oh, by 31 holes?
Yeah, the official record.
In that time period?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
in a day?
12 hours. See, there's another guy that has a 24-hour record.
Right, because golfing involves waiting for the jackasses in front of you.
Yeah.
All day.
Well, sometimes you are the jackass, though.
No, I move along.
Yeah.
Never. Never have I held anybody up.
This says all told, he walked or ran 57 miles, took 1,348 strokes, all of them with a 7-iron.
I'm really bumming out the 500-mile guy.
Yeah,
he's on Twitter. He's just depressed, man.
He made five birdies
that was
on the
just
day.
A lob.
Oh, my God, that was a lob.
He shot a 90 on his final round, his second lowest score of the entire day.
A 90? Yeah. Jesus.
He must be a decent golfer.
He's a real good golfer.
Yeah, and he's not stopping to smoke a joint on the fourth hole.
No.
I can't shoot a 90 with all the clubs and taking my time.
Right. No, either can I. And that's ridiculous.
So I'm going to say he was playing golf.
Well, he was playing golf.
Yeah.
How many miles did you walk? Hey! Oh. You got to be. That guy got
me. That didn't last long.
Felt like such a release.
There was no plan to take that out ahead of time. I just took it out and didn't put it back in. And
you never planned to take it out.
Made a bit out of it.
The Twitter guy's rejoicing.
Only if Nick doesn't push it. Nick pushes it, it's gone away. That was a lob. Nick goes way around to get there.
Don't work too hard.
If you've listened, he goes way around.
Oh, yeah, he tries to wedge it in.
He
all the time.
Yeah. Travel quite the distance to get there, huh?
I hate guys that do try that. I do it all the time with Greg's clips.
You worked real hard for that Sulu clip earlier.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You are a douchebag.
I had to go way around to get that. So the 500-mile Twitter guy that's so depressed, I took that out. And some of the listeners say they go, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to miss that.
I'm monitoring the Twitter mentions here. I'm just waiting for him to pop in here celebrating.
It's up to Nick if it stays.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is. Because I think you're going to crack.
I'm sure.
By the end of
this
the day.
This is not going to go well.
I think you're going to crack already.
It's going to take more restraint than I have. Yeah,
I know it does.
Nearly half of Americans say they're okay with going into debt to treat themselves with spending sprees as the pandemic winds down.
I'm watching this documentary on Netflix. It's called Money Explained. Second episode was about credit cards. I forget the first one. Well, first one was credit cards. And this is basically what it is. And people using credit cards to do things, to treat themselves. And that's not going to go away. But apparently, 40% of people don't have a balance. I don't know those people. And 40% of the people do have a balance, always on their credit card. And 20% don't have credit cards. That's pretty much the breakdown.
This all depends on your definition of spending spree.
Yeah.
And treating yourself. You going to go spend $500?
Right.
Oh. Or are you going to spend $10,000?
Look at Nick. He made him freak out. He freaked out. Well, I remember we were talking about these credit cards in the mail. I got in college when I didn't have a job, I walked into the student center and there was a guy there handing out credit cards. And it was $250. And that might as well have been $100,000 for me.
You couldn't pay back either.
Right. So I got it and I ran that up. I think I got speakers for a car and it went to $250 within 2 weeks.
Stuff you needed.
And it stayed there. For years, because, you know, it was $10, and they were talking about how the psychological brain sees the balance and then sees the minimum payment. So say your balance, the one they showed on TV last night, it said $795 is your balance, $25 is your minimum. And people see the minimum, and it's a dopamine's kick in. Well, I pay that.
I'm good.
And it keeps coming back. It's a weird, they did a lot of studies on it. It's not just being, you know, dumbasses.
Yeah.
They all are.
That $795, right. If you make the minimum payment, you'll end up paying, you know,
well, they talked about how long
$14,000 over the course of 20 years.
Yeah.
Let's say what the average interest rate on credit cards are. It's
well,
pretty high.
It all depends on your credit score, too. So it's all different. But whatever, Craig. So what are they spending their money on? Is it saying?
Well, it's just that they're willing to go into debt.
Yeah.
In order to have fun.
Would that be more debt for most people?
It's more debt.
And again, what's your definition? Yeah. You going to go buy yourself that, you know, like say $500 thing you wanted, or are you going to go on a giant trip and you know,
like,
do
how,
it up?
Like how many miles away? he's rubbing his arms over.
Right.
He's like, He's like a heroin addict.
Puss is laying traps.
I'm going to guess that's all relative to income.
Yeah.
What a spending spree is.
It is. Yeah. But a $500 debt isn't as big as a $10,000 debt, you know?
No, that's brilliant.
If you learn nothing else today.
That's right.
500 is less than 10,000.
It is.
Yeah. 500 is a good chunk of change, though. Let's check on my my Bitcoin. Oh, 855. I'm down 150. That's less than 500, though.
It certainly
is.
And
you do want to be down less than 500.
Yes, you do. I don't blame people. You know, people didn't do anything for a year, and life's short. So you want to go do something, it's going to cost you a couple thousand bucks in your credit card, do it. And obviously you might not have trouble paying that back over the years, but, you know, treat yourself. You need that vagina steamed, treat yourself. How about it, Craig?
Yeah. Treat yourself.
Dr. Mina, when you hear this, Dr. Mina, we want to talk about steaming vaginas next time.
And how you shouldn't do it.
Well, she'll tell us whether to do it or not.
Or other ways to prepare your vagina.
Right. Hairstyles and whatnot,
Prepare.
Yeah.
That's a vague term.
We just want Dr. Mina talking about her vagina. For
Buff it
minutes.
Out.
That's it.
Right. A baked vagina.
Oh, baked.
I've had a couple of those.
Yeah. I've had a few fried ones, too.
Yeah.
Burnt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen some burnt ones.
You can't get the curling iron too close.
Ever had a poached vagina?
Oh.
That's sort of steamed.
Yeah. And then just be doing it in the hot tub?
Tonight, I know you're going to be crowded around the television at 7 p.m. Central Time.
All CMTs, huh?
No, I think that was
last night.
Oh, yeah. It's all the guide. I did miss it. Damn it.
No. This is much more monumental.
What's this?
Much more monumental.
Yeah.
This is appointment television.
Okay.
Tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, final episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, I don't watch it.
It's all over.
Yeah. We're never going to hear from those ladies again.
Nope. They're just going to fade off.
Yeah. Whatever happened to them, we're going to say years from now.
When she's president.
I can't believe he's on a spinoff.
There's 20
spin-off?
Seasons.
Man.
Since 06.
Oh, God, when she's president, you're right.
Well, they're just not the type of people that like the spotlight.
No.
Well, they have signed a deal to develop new shows for Hulu
and
blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Oh, good.
But it's the final night of Keeping Up with the Kardashians tonight.
Curious what Seacrest was going to do for money, because that's his production company, isn't it?
Yeah, he's still rich. How about
he'll be okay.
Caitlyn Jenner steams her vagina. Would you watch that?
No.
Her meat sleeve.
I'll check it out.
Steam the meat sleeve.
That's hideous.
Well, that's a Deadpool name. Caitlyn Jenner's meat sleeve.
There's
right?
that. Yeah.
I met that dude.
You did meet that dude, didn't you? Yeah.
I might watch a few minutes of steaming with the Kardashians.
Hey, I would too. So he said, "I am Caitlyn Jenner's meat sleeve." Was it a youth baseball game
nice
or something?
Nice to meet you. No, it was a show.
Oh. I met that dude. My favorite part about Deadpool names. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.